You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, the Labor Party announced plans to put a levy on large streaming companies if elected. This levy would fund local TV and film projects, which the party says have seen significant cuts in recent years. The ACT Party criticised the policy, claiming that the levy would be passed directly onto consumer prices. I also asked in our weekly catch-up with ACT Simon Court, I also asked about the state of tech in the health sector, given the Manage My Health breach and multiple IT outages last week. The government has been criticised for cutting funding to IT services, leading to fewer workers and inconsistent systems. For our weekly catch-up, I asked about each of these issues, beginning with Labor's proposed streaming levy. I wanted to talk about the streaming levy first that Labor's proposed. They say the revenue will go into local productions, with the levy being applied to organisations like Netflix. What's the ACT Party's take on this policy?
Well, we don't believe that making New Zealanders pay a tax on services that they like watching to fund services or fund production that they haven't chosen to watch is the right thing to do. It will simply mean higher prices for viewers, because companies like Netflix and like so many other streaming services, you know, Amazon Prime and all the rest, thousands and thousands of shows, movies you can watch at any time with a click of a button. And people are making those choices every day. They're already deciding what to spend their entertainment dollar on, and we don't think that adding a tax onto people's existing choices is the right thing to do.
Balancing this out on the other side, though, we've seen a lot of cuts to local screen production, and Labor's obviously offering a way to address this. How does the ACT Party plan to address, you know, cuts to local screen production and improving our local contributions, I guess, to TV and cinema?
Look, there's lots of opportunities to see New Zealand culture and New Zealand programs on television or on TVNZ On Demand, TVNZ Plus and others. It's out there if people want to watch it. But if New Zealanders are choosing to watch other channels, other sources of entertainment, there's not really much a government can do at the margins, particularly when it comes to taxing people or, you know, adding a surcharge onto somebody's Netflix account to fund production here in New Zealand that New Zealanders are not telling us that they want to watch. It doesn't make any sense.
In the ACT Party press release, we saw some criticism of Labor for wanting to fund programs like Celebrity Treasure Island or the documentary that came out about Jacinda Ardern. Are there any problems with productions like these?
Well, I think when Celebrity Treasure Island is inviting sitting politicians like the Labor Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone to come on the show, she was taking time off her parliamentary duties, firstly. That was a problem. But it does risk politicising the way that your public funds, taxpayer funds, are spent on New Zealand culture, New Zealand history, on things that it's important to record and document in New Zealand. The Jacinda Ardern documentary, the Chloe Swarbrick documentary, which apparently was slated for release, you know, over a year ago. No one's seen that yet. I think it's incredibly unhelpful when New Zealanders' taxpayer funds are directed into political projects.
I wanted to return a bit to that Treasure Island comment. You talked about Carmel Cipollone appearing on Celebrity Treasure Island. How different is that from ACT Party leader David Seymour appearing on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, there's not a call right now for David Seymour to go back on Dancing with the Stars. He's actually threatened some of his MPs, me included, that if we muck up, that's where we'll end up. So look, from an ACT Party point of view, you know, if screen companies want to do this kind of thing, that's fine. But we shouldn't be taxing New Zealanders' Netflix accounts. We shouldn't be taxing their Amazon Prime or their YouTube subscription to pay for shows like that.
Moving on to the health system outages, we saw the Manage My Health breach earlier this year, and it's highlighted some issues in cybersecurity in the health sector. Is the government taking steps to ensure an issue like this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, we certainly are, but just to be clear, there's a couple of health IT issues which relate to two separate events. One is that cyber breach you referred to involving Manage My Health. It's a private patient portal. It's not a system run by Health New Zealand. And core services like My Health Account and My Health Record, which are Health New Zealand services were not affected. But what is the government doing about it? Well, in November of 2025, just about 6 weeks ago, Health Minister Simeon Brown announced that Health New Zealand is going to make a major investment in cybersecurity, particularly in the stabilising critical systems. When this government came in, we discovered that Health New Zealand had 6,000 IT systems across their organisation. That's essentially one IT system for every 15 staff. It beggars belief, but it shows you with an underinvestment, a lack of focus over many years on health infrastructure, health information technology, that's where you get to. So what the government is doing, modernising the health IT system, digitising it over a 10-year period. First phase, like I said, stabilising those critical IT systems, making sure data is protected, modernising the platforms, and then enabling those innovative health models that put patients first. Each phase will build on the previous one. In the next couple of years, Kiwis are going to see massive benefits when they go to their doctor or if they're referred for additional tests or if they do end up needing surgery for some condition. It's going to be seamless, whereas at the moment, 65% of all interactions are still paper-based.
We've seen some claims and accusations that the Manage My Health hack happened due to poor security at the organisation, which came from time-saving and cost-cutting measures. Can we trust private organisations like this to handle sensitive information when they also have these profit incentives?
Well, if you bank in New Zealand, you're probably banking with a private company. So I think there's an example of how the private sector can protect people's data. Of course, every day they have to be vigilant against cyber threats, against hackers, against attacks. And if their business is managing sensitive patient information and health records, then the onus is on them to protect that information. If Manage My Health want to be considered as a competent supplier, then they're going to have to make sure that they demonstrate that. It's not a private sector, public sector thing. I mean, the police in New Zealand have lost a whole lot of people's records about what firearms they own that ended up basically as a shopping list for criminals recently. So it's not a public or private thing. It's just really, really important that people's personal information is kept safe.
Moving on to those other outages you mentioned earlier, the IT outages in the health sector last week, is this a sign of a developing problem?
Look, they were temporary IT outages at hospitals in the southern and central regions, and during those outages, staff were able to use those backup paper processes so care could continue. But as I pointed out, this government inherited 6,000 IT systems across Health New Zealand, and so there is a big investment program. It's not going to happen overnight, but we certainly recognise that changes need to be made in the digital infrastructure and digital architecture that our health system is reliant on. So, look, it's not perfect right now. We've inherited a mess, but we're certainly working on a strategy to recover that.
We've seen the government make some cuts to the IT systems and IT projects that you mentioned there. 136 at Health NZ cut in late 2024 to save money and to condense systems. How does that? Are those cuts at all linked to the outages we might have seen last week?
Oh, I've seen no evidence of that. But you talk about late 2024. Well, 6 weeks ago, Health Minister Simeon Brown, having done the policy work and having developed the project, announced a 10-year program to replace these 6,000 digital systems, to consolidate them into a much more refined, robust and secure system for managing patient records, patient information, all of those interactions between GP, between specialists, between and hospitals. It's going to focus on remote patient monitoring to support earlier discharge, a national radiology system to prioritise urgent cases, and stronger cybersecurity, as I pointed out, to protect patient information. So, so that is this government's focus. It is going to be expensive, and it's going to require having the right people in the right positions to deliver this program.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court speaking to me about Labor's proposed streaming levy and IT issues in the health sector.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.